Well, we experimented a little bit, as you saw first off. We looked at a different shape, different things, different personnel. Second half, we went a little bit more of what you've seen so far this season, a bit more orthodox, 4-4-2, 4-4-1-1, and created more opportunities in the second period and deservedly got a goal and probably could have gone on and won the game, really, in that 90-minute spell.
And another way to end a friendly with the penalty shootout, a defeat, but I mean, was a good experience for your players?
No, it's not a defeat. It's what we wanted to do. We wanted to provide a bit of entertainment and give the crowd an opportunity to see a little penalty shootout. And I think going forward, I think it's a really good idea because there are cup competitions, there are three cup competitions that sometimes end up in penalties. I've been in a penalty shootout in a playoff final, and for your players to have that experience in front of a crowd, you can't replicate on the training ground. So to go and do that, I think it's a really useful tool. I think, you know, for me, I think going forward, I'd like to do that in a lot of those pre-season friendlies that finish in a draw. I think it's a great idea.
Now, in the week before your first league game, normally managers would start to have really an idea of what their starting 11 would be for the big kickoff. With the fact that there haven't been the signings that you were hoping to happen since Leyton Orient, is it a bit of a worry yet?
No, it's not a time to worry at all. I mean, the thing was, we've had six, this is our seventh game, and most clubs have six, so, you know, in terms of the personnel and where we're at, we could afford to go a little bit different today because we've got the numbers under our belt individually and collectively as a group. In terms of more personnel coming in, yep, that is the one thing that we are outstanding, that is the one thing we are behind with, and that's the one thing that needs addressing before long. Obviously, our first game is on Saturday, and you know, the window closes at the end of August, so we would hope quite clearly that by then you know, we've made maybe five signings or something in that region.
Are there any sort of close to completion?
Yep. Look, the analogy for me is we're spinning plates, we're negotiating. One or two we would hope drop at the early part of the week as clubs make final decisions. And we're in pole position on a couple of them, and we hope to just get them over the line, nudge them over the line in the next 48 hours or so.
And the goalkeeper being at a main position, they haven't really got a senior player in just yet. Is that one of your priorities?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, it's a major priority. Your goalkeeper's massively important, and like to think that we can conclude that.
Has the summer gone the way you expected it to when you first came in?
Look, I think there's been a lot of comings and goings. I think the little bit of a transition going on at the minute. We've got to see that through, come out the other side, but continue to improve in everything we do. We're working very hard. I think you've seen a work ethic and an attitude that's been good. Particularly, we were 1-0 down today, and you know, there was a real intent, real in purpose about what we were trying to do, and You know, I think that's the basis to move on. That, look, we got to value the basics. Talking of basics, we have to value the basics and do things better. There's loads of room for improvement going forward. There's no doubt about that with the group that we've got now. Also, a bit more quality to come into the team as well. It's only gonna help each other and give everybody a boost. The fans, the players themselves.
And no Joshua Shearer involved today. Is there any reason why it wasn't?
Who's that?
Teixeira.
No particular reason. Slight injury to him, but other than that, we're fine.
Okay, and you're in the build-up now to that big game at Bury. You're going to be working them sort of really hard this week to make sure they're ready for that.
Yeah, of course. It'll be, if you like, back to a more normal week in terms of our preparation for a game, any league game on a Saturday, and all starts and. You know, we want to get off to a nice solid start.